everyone. We're going to make a wee start just to our service of worship this morning by singing together the hymn number 264 in our own hymn book. It's the first hymn in the order of service, a wonderful hymn of testimony, speaking of what the Lord has done for His people in salvation. The hymn writer says, "In loving kindness Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim, and from the depths of sin and shame, and through grace He lifted me." 264 will stand as we sing, as the organist leads us in our praise. And can I just say, if there's anyone you can't stand due to health reasons, just you remain seated and make yourself comfortable for the meeting. So just bear that in mind. 264 will stand as we sing, as the organist leads us in our praise. Just unite our hearts together in prayer. Let us just look afresh to the Lord today, praying that the Lord will draw near, that we'll know much of His presence among us here this day. Our gracious God, our loving, eternal Father in heaven, we do bow humbly and reverently, Lord, before Thee this Sabbath morning. We come to Thee, O God, in no merit of our own. We realize, O God, with nothing in and of ourselves to commend Thy favor. Yet, O God, we thank Thee for the welcome that we have at the throne of grace and prayer. in and through the precious name of thy Son, through the merits of Christ our Redeemer, the one of whom we have been singing, the one who loved us, the one who gave himself for us a ransom upon the cross. And Father, we thank thee today, O God, for the perfect life of thy Son. We thank thee that he is indeed the altogether lovely one, that he was holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. Father, we thank thee that he did no sin, that he knew no sin, that he could do no sin. And Father, we thank thee that he went willingly as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before shears is dumb. Father, we thank thee that he went willingly to the cross of Calvary to suffer and to bleed and die for our redemption. And Father, we thank thee that upon that middle tree of Calvary's hill that he poured out his life unto death, even the death of the cross. We thank thee, O God, that there he bare on his own body in the tree our sins, the wrath, the judgment of God that was our due. And Father, we praise thee and we thank thee, O God, that he has died the just for us, the unjust, that he might bring us to God. And Father, we thank thee, O God, today for thy mercy and for thy grace, O God, that has been revealed unto us in and through the person and through the work of Christ our Redeemer. We praise thee and we thank thee, O God, today for the precious blood that he shed, that blood that cleanseth us from all sin. We thank thee, O God, today for thy word that declares that we who once were afar off have now been made nigh by the blood of Christ. And Father, we thank thee, O God, that through the blood of Christ thou hast cast our sins, O God, into the sea of thy forgetfulness, never to be remembered against us anymore. Father, we thank thee that this is the hope of every child of God. This is the comfort of every believer in Christ. For thou hast told us in thy word that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And Father, we thank thee for all the riches of thy grace that we have received, O God, from thy bountiful hand in and through Christ our Redeemer. We thank thee, O Lord, for that great promise that I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. We thank thee for grace sufficient every day of our lives. Truly, Lord, we can say as thy people that we have lacked no good thing, that all that thou hast spoken to us has come to pass. And Father, we thank thee that the best is yet to be for the people of God. For we have a great hope before us, a great prize, a great inheritance, Lord, secure by the blood of the Lamb, that hope of life eternal and everlasting glory with Christ forevermore. O God, as we come before thee this day, we pray for thy blessing upon our coming together here in thy house. We pray that we might know a real sense of thy presence, O God, amongst us. Lord, it is thy presence that makes the feast. And Father, we pray that thou wilt bless every waiting heart in this gathering today. We thank thee for every believer in Christ in our meeting. Lord, strengthen and bless and encourage and build up thy people in their most holy faith. For any, Lord, going through times of testing and trial, may know what it is to cast every care and burden upon the Lord. Maybe others needing a word of counsel or direction, we pray that thou wilt teach them and show them the way that thou wilt have them to go. And for any, Lord, that are maybe cold at heart, maybe walking afar off from me at this time, Lord, draw them back in love and in mercy and with restoring grace and power, O God, we ask. And Lord, for any with us today in our gathering, young or old, and they have never came to trust Christ and to rest upon him alone for salvation, O God, we pray that even today in mercy and in grace that their hearts will be opened up, even like Lydia's of old, and that they might come in faith and in repentance unto the Lord for salvation. We thank thee that the promise of thy word is that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Lord, we pray to this end that thou wilt give believing faith and deciding grace, O God, we beseech of thee. We think of those that cannot join with us here today in thy house. We pray that thou wilt bless them and minister to them, those that are led aside in beds of sickness, in home, residential care, and in hospital. We pray that thou would bless them and minister to them, those that would tend the bed of sickness, be near them, and encourage them, we ask of thee. And Father, for others that mourn and grieve, have suffered loss in recent times, we pray that thou wilt comfort them, that thou wilt strengthen them and sustain them in their hour of need, and in their time of loss, we beseech of thee, we pray. Again, Lord, bless all who would listen in online, whoever they are, wherever they might be. The Lord, bless them and draw near to them and speak to them. We thank thee for our Sabbath school and Bible class this morning. Bless the ministry of thy word to our children and to our young people, Lord. May each one of them be saved and grow up to serve the Lord and to follow the Lord in their day and generation. Again, Lord, we're mindful of the work of Bethel Children's Crusade. We thank thee for all the meetings that have taken place in this autumn and winter season. And we pray for fruit that will remain, even unto eternal life and godliness in each young life. And bless the homes from which they come from. May we see them even gathering with us in under the sound of thy word. Here we pray. Again, Lord, bless our land today, O God. We pray for all our sister congregations. We bring before thee every minister, every student, every layman, Lord, who will preach thy word. May they know help from on high. May they know that blessing that comes from the Lord. And bless wherever thy word is faithfully preached today, north and south of the border. We think of England and Scotland and Wales as well. Bless over in the British mainland, we pray. And Father, we pray that this will be a day of glad tidings to many hearts, that many will come to know the Lord, that thy kingdom shall be extended, and that there'll be rejoicing in the courts of heaven over sinners coming to know and to trust the Lord. Again, Lord, remember, Lord, those that rule in our land. We pray that they might rule in righteousness and in the fear of God. Bring to naught, Lord, and stem the plans of evil and ungodly men, we pray. Do remember our queen and our royal family, we pray, that the word of thy truth and the light of the gospel will shine into that household, we pray, and that there'll be that turning unto the light of God and the light of the gospel. Remember our nation at this time of illness, we pray, that thou wilt stay this pandemic, we pray, and those who are ill with it, may they know thy healing touch. Those that have suffered loss through it, give them great comfort. And remember, Lord, those in our medical services, give them protection and give wisdom to our government in dealing with this. And Lord, may they realize their need of God, that there needs to be that turning unto the Lord in our land. For thou alone art the God of mercy, and thou alone art the one that can stay this plague at this time, we pray. Again, Lord, bless our missionaries at home and abroad. We thank thee for each one of them. We pray that thou wilt bless them and encourage them at this time, and that they will know the help and the grace of God being their portion. Answer prayer. Draw near, O God. Do cleanse our hearts afresh in the precious blood of the Lamb, and grant us help today to worship thee in spirit and in truth, Lord. And bring every thought into captivity, into the will of God and into the mind of Christ, we pray. Take our eyes off ourselves. Fix our eyes upon the Lord. Help us today to be ever looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Grant us a season of reviving and refreshing from the right hand of our God. And may we go away from this meeting place today, knowing of a truth that we've met with thee, that we've heard the voice of God, and that thou, Lord, will come by thy Spirit, by thy power, and by thy grace divine, and do every heart much good. For we do pray and we do ask all these things for Jesus' sake and for thine eternal glory and praise. Amen. I'm going to further praise the Lord this morning by singing together hymn number 51 in our own hymn books, the second hymn in our own hymn sheet this morning. It's a wonderful hymn reminding us of what the Lord is to his people. It says, sometime a light surprises the Christian while he sings. It is the Lord who rises with healing in his wings. When comforts are declining, he grants the soul again a season of clear shining to cheer it after rain. And my, the Lord is the one that draws near to his people to cheer their hearts and to encourage their souls. We'll stand again as we sing, and singing it out heartily unto the Lord as the organist leads us in our praise. Stand as we want to turn, please, in God's Word this morning to the book of the Psalms. We're reading, first of all, from Psalm number 30, and then turning, please, over to the Old Testament book of Isaiah as well, to Isaiah chapter number 63, and reading there from the verse 7 of the chapter, just a few verses there, beginning at verse 7 of Isaiah chapter 63. So if you'd like to mark those two passages in your Bible, reading, first of all, from Psalm number 30, and then turning, please, over to Isaiah chapter 63, beginning at the verse number 7 here in Psalm 30. David, yes, is praising the Lord for deliverance in his own life, and encourages us also to praise him for our needs and for deliverances and blessings in our lives as well. Psalm 30, verse 1, says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. Notice the Lord is the one who lifts up his people. He says, thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me, Lord. Be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee, and not be silent, O Lord my God. I will give thanks unto thee forever. And then turning, please, over to Isaiah chapter 63, just reading from verse 7 down to the verse end of the verse number 9 of the chapter. Isaiah 63, verse 7. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie, so he was their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Amen. We'll end our reading there at verse number 9, and our prayer is the Lord will bless this public reading of his eternal and infallible word to all our hearts and souls this day. I want to welcome everyone this Lord's Day morning in the Lord's great name. It's good to see so many gathered with us here today in the house of the Lord. Welcome also those that are listening in online. Indeed, if you're visiting with us, we extend you a very special welcome. It's always a joy to visitors to share in our fellowship. Trust that you'll feel at home and that you'll know the blessing of the Lord with us today around the Word of God. Now, the announcements for the incoming week are as follows. Do remember, please, the evening prayer meeting tonight at 6:30, just in the wee prayer room at the side. It's good to see so many gathered for prayer this morning. There's enough chairs out there, and once those chairs are filled, well, that's the space is filled. But do remember that. We trust as many as possible gather for the season of prayer at 6:30. And then the gospel service tonight at 7 o'clock. And I belong to bring God's word, pray for the gospel meeting, plan to join with us, and invite and encourage others in under the sound of God's word. Do also note that today being the first Sunday of the month is building fund offering. Do remember that and give liberally and generously as the Lord would have you give. Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, the midweek prayer meeting and Bible study here in the church. And that will be taken by our brother, Mr. Richard Edwards, a member of our youth fellowship. So do pray for our brother Richard as he takes that. They'll know God's help and do come along and encourage our brother. We have to go and take a ploughing outreach deputation meeting up in our Tandragee church on Tuesday night. And I would value prayer for that as well. Friday morning, 11 a.m., will be the monthly open-air gospel witness at the Diamond and Enniskillen. It's normally the Saturday, but we've moved it at this time of the year just to Friday morning, so we're not maybe competing with other things on Saturday. Pray for Brother Colin and myself as we do that. And if you're shopping in the town on Friday morning, do come along and join with us this Friday morning at 11 a.m. Youth fellowship meeting Friday night, 8 o'clock. We commend that to all the young people. Trust as many as possible will gather from P7 upwards. We trust be a good night of fellowship together. Also this coming Saturday at 2 p.m. there's a youth fellowship outing to go-karting near Cash there, and all young people are welcome. Just for details of that, you contact your youth leader, Mr. Ian Moore. We trust as many as possible the youth will be able to go to that time of outing on Saturday afternoon. Next Lord's Day, the 12th of December, a Sabbath school and Bible class at 11 a.m. Morning worship service will be at 12 noon, and then the evening gospel service at 7 p.m. Both meetings preceded by the half hour of prayer, and in the will of the Lord, we belong to bring God's word. Lord's Day evening, the 19th of December, will be the annual carol service here in the church at 7 p.m., so do take a note of that. We trust as many as possible will gather, and children and youth from our church will also be taking part on that evening. And then also on Friday night, the 31st of December at 11 p.m., will be our annual watch night service here in the church. Do keep that night free as well, and plan to join with us. The Let the Bible Speak calendars and the magazine for Let the Bible Speak are also available. And then there's also free copies as well of that little Way of Life calendar. You can take those with you as you leave. Our brother, Mr. Sam Houston, has produced a new singing DVD and CD. We commend that too. There's good gospel singing on it. But if you like to order any of those or both those, there's an order sheet out there on the table in the porch. Put your name to that and we can get those ordered up for you in due season. Do also please pray for the Consider Christ outreach. They're having a stand this Thursday at the Winter Fair at the Balmoral Showground. So do remember that and pray that God will bless it on Thursday. So do take note of that. Tuesday night, the 14th of December, after the prayer meeting, there'll be a short meeting of the session at 9:30. I'd ask the members of session just to remember that, please. And then also in the will of the Lord, the session are hoping to commence a ladies' fellowship meeting. And that will be on the second Monday of February, the 14th of February at 8 p.m. And that will be every month, the second Monday of the month each week. So do pray for that. It's a new venture. The session have also asked that my wife be in charge of that, so pray she'll know God's help and wisdom. Do make it known, and pray that it'll be a good time of fellowship for the ladies as they gather together, and also be an outreach as well of helping to gather all our ladies in under the sound of God's words. That will be commencing on the second Monday night of February, going through to June. We'll give you more details near the time, but do remember that, please, in your prayers. Also, the session are planning to hold the Lochearn Convention next year. That's 2022, God willing. And the dates will be from the Lord's Day, the 31st of July, through to the Lord's Day, the 7th of August. And the book speakers and preachers are Dr. Douglas, the Reverend Ian Gallagher, and the Reverend John Armstrong. So again, be much in prayer for that, and pray that that all will come to pass in the will of the Lord, and there'll be a time of blessing again in the convention around God's word. And then also as a church and as a congregation, we'd like to express our sincere Christian sympathy to our esteemed elder, Brother Mr. Raymond Medill, on the passing of his mother yesterday. He went home to be with the Lord. We sympathize with his wife, Celine, and sons, Marcus and David, in the family circle. Pray that that family will know much of the Lord's comfort and grace. The wake is private, but the funeral is on Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. in Lisnaski Independent Methodist Church. I understand the funeral service is open to as many as the building there can accommodate. So do remember that and pray for the family. Also, I'd like to express our sincere sympathy to our sister, Mrs. Esther Little, husband James and family, on the death of an aunt last weekend, and assure that family circle as well of our prayers and sympathies at this time of loss. and bereavements. That's really all by way of necessary announcements. We don't take up an offering during the service, but the offering plates are at the rear there for you as you leave. But we're going to turn again just to hymn number 396 in our own hymn book. It's the third hymn in our order of service. It says, "Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light." We'll stand again as we sing, as the organist leads us, and singing it out heartily unto the Lord. Turn again to that passage of scripture we read earlier, to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter number 63. And just with God's word open before us, let us unite our hearts together, please, just in a brief word of prayer, praying that we'll know and hear God's speaking voice and that his word today would be with power to our souls. Our Father and our God, we do remember especially those that mourn today. Remember our brother Raymond. Pray for Celine and Marcus and David and that family and that family circle, Lord, that thou will comfort them and strengthen them and sustain them, Lord, at this time of loss and bereavement. And again, Lord, we think of Esther and James and the little family and that wider family circle as well. We commend them unto thee as well, that they will know the help and the blessing of God at that time of need and this time of loss, we pray. We commend these families to Thee. May they know much of Thy presence, the nearness, and the grace and the help of God. And that even, Lord, through the passing of these loved ones, others in these family circles not saved, who know not the Lord as Savior, that Thou wilt speak to them, that Thou wilt save them by the grace and power of God divine. Bless us now as we come to Thy precious word. Open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of Thy law. May Thy word be with freshness, with power, with blessing to our souls. Use it to the strengthening, the building up of every saint of God. Be pleased to use Thy word in mercy to awaken, to alarm, to convict, and indeed to convert the unconverted, we ask of Thee. And Lord, in everything that is said and done, glorify the Savior. Hide man far behind the cross. Fill me afresh with the Holy Ghost, with the power of God. And bless Thy word and bless Thy truth to every heart and soul. We ask this all for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen. Now, the text of Scripture that the Lord has laid upon my heart for this meeting this morning are the opening words there of verse number 7 of the book of Isaiah, chapter number 63, where it says, I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. Now, the hymn writer says, count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. And with those words there, the hymn writer is encouraging the Lord's people to consider, indeed, to contemplate the blessings of the Lord in their life. And my, this is something that the believer in Christ is exhorted to do in Scripture, both by way of precept and also by way of example in the lives of the saints of God of a bygone day. Over in the book of 1 Samuel, there you have Samuel speaking, and it says, consider how great things He hath done for you. And there we see how God's people were being encouraged to consider the great things of God, the blessings of the Lord in their life and circumstances at that particular time. And again, you think of the example of David, the psalmist, in Psalm 103. He says there, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. David there is thinking of the blessings and the benefits of the Lord to him. Indeed, by those words, he sets before us an example to God's people, whoever they are, wherever they are to be found, to think upon the goodness and the benefit and the bounty of the Lord toward them in their life as the people of God. And people, this is most definitely the practice of Isaiah the prophet here. Now, as he speaks in our text this morning, in Isaiah chapter 63, in the verse number 7, when he says, I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. If you look at that verse in its entirety, you'll see that twice over there, Isaiah relates to the Lord's loving kindnesses. He says at the start, I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed in us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which He hath bestowed in them according to His mercies and according to the multitude of His loving kindnesses. He's taken up here in his heart and soul with the multitude of the Lord's praises and loving kindnesses toward His people. Yes, here as Isaiah thinks of the Lord's loving kindnesses to him, indeed to all God's people, his heart is overwhelmed. Yes, Isaiah's heart here is full and overflowing with gratitude and thanksgiving as he considers and ponders the Lord's goodness and kindness toward him and his love upon him and upon God's people. And people in the meeting house this morning, let me say this, it is this great theme of the Lord's loving kindnesses to His people that I want us to think upon and to look at today. Maybe you're with us here in the meeting this morning and your heart is sad. Your heart is downcast. Your soul is despondent at this time because of life's circumstances and the situation that you find yourself in. Perhaps today you're going through a time of deep distress and trial, maybe even going through a time of deep depression. These are things that the people of God are not immune from. Well, believer, can I say the Lord has a word of encouragement for you today, a word to lift you up, a word to lift your soul. And that word is found in our text here in Isaiah chapter 63 in the verse number 7, when Isaiah says, I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. Yes, here you have a medicine for your soul. Here you have a cordial for your soul in time of need and a time of distress. And as we would then consider these words, there are four things I just want to set before you about the Lord's loving kindnesses to His people. May it cheer your heart and encourage your soul in the Lord today. Notice first of all here with me that the Lord's loving kindnesses is seen in the redemption of all His people. Look again at verse 9 of the chapter. Notice what follows on there from our text. It's all connected. It says there in verse 9, in His love and in His pity, it says He redeemed them. That word redeemed there, it really means to set free by payment of another. And my ancient Israel, yes, they were redeemed from the bondage of Egypt by the blood of the Passover lamb. My, the lamb was slain, its blood was shed. Its blood was applied to the doorposts and the lintels of every Israelite home at that time. And God gave Israel a wonderful promise in connection with the blood of the Passover lamb. He says, the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. My, Israel's redemption out of Egypt, it was all due to the Lord's love and the Lord's pity toward them in redemption. And my, the Lord speaks of His own people and He says, I drew them, He says, with cords of a man and with bands of love. And people, that Passover lamb of the Old Testament is a wonderful picture and type of Christ Himself, the Son of God. He who is God's appointed lamb for the redemption of all of His people from their sins and iniquities. You remember what John the Baptist said whenever he saw Christ coming toward him. He said, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Remember the words of Peter as he addresses God's people. He says, for as much as you know that you're not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of the Lamb, a lamb without blemish and without spot. And that lamb, of course, is Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, the Savior of sinners. My people, in love and mercy and in pity to us, to you and I, who are lost sinners, guilty sinners, hell-deserving sinners. What did God do in love, in mercy, and in pity for our souls? He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the sinless Son of God. He sent Him into this sinful, dark world. And in coming to this world, what did Christ do? He went to the cross willingly. Went there as the sinless Son of God, and there to the cross of Calvary, He gave Himself up unto death, even the death of the cross. And there He shed His blood and died as a ransom for our sins, and He rose again victorious the third day, praise God. All to secure our redemption in mercy and pity and in love and in grace. And child of God, it's by faith in that same once for all sacrifice of Christ upon the cross that you and I have been redeemed. Redeemed from our sin and the awful condemnation and woe and ruin of our sin. The Bible speaks of Christ and says, of Christ in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Think of that, child of God, today. Your sins are forgiven through the redeeming blood of Christ shed on Calvary's cross. The Bible also says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off
are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Believer, you're made nigh unto God. Made a child of God, brought into His family, into His fold by the blood of Christ. We who once were afar off from God in our sin. Oh, believer, this is your portion in Christ today, in love and in pity. Yes, God has redeemed you. Never lose sight of that in your life, Christian. God has redeemed you in love and in pity. He has redeemed you from the dark paths of sin. He has purchased you from the slave market of sin, and He has brought you into His family, into His fold. Think of the words of the hymn writer we were singing earlier on at the beginning of our meeting. The hymn writer says, "In loving kindness Jesus came, my soul and mercy to reclaim, and from the depths of sin and shame, true grace he lifted me." That's our testimony today as the people of God who have been lifted out of the depths of sin and shame through the redeeming work of Christ toward us in love and mercy. Unsaved friend at our meeting this morning, let me say this, that if you are to experience that same redeeming love in your heart, in your life, in your soul today, if you're to know the pardon of all your sins, if you are to be delivered and saved from a lost eternity and hell itself, then you must come by faith to Christ, repenting of your sins, lay hold upon Christ with the hand of faith and trust in the blood of Christ alone, His precious blood, to blot out your sin, to save and redeem your soul back to God. Friend, that's what the Lord invites you and calls you to do. For He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor under heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Yes, in His loving kindness, the Lord redeems His people. Notice something else here in connection with our text. The Lord's loving kindness also means His presence with His people. Look again at what you read there in verse number 9 of the chapter. In the middle of that verse it says, "And the angel of His presence saved them." Notice those words, yes, and redeeming ancient Israel. The Lord was with them. When He redeemed them out of Egypt, and when He led them on to the promised land, the Lord was with them along that journey in the wilderness to the land of Canaan. It says there, the angel of His presence saved them. You think of the words of Stephen, speaking of the Lord and His relationship with God's ancient people. In Acts chapter 7, verse 38, he says these words about the Lord. He says, "This is He that was in the church in the wilderness." In other words, the Lord was with His people in their midst as they traveled through the wilderness from the bondage of Egypt to the promised land of Canaan. Again, you think of the great promise that the Lord gave to Moses as he would lead the children of Israel from Egypt to the land of Canaan. What was the Lord's promise to Moses? It was this. He says, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." The Lord was with them. The Lord was in the midst of the camp. He was near them. And why, this is the Lord's promise to all whom He redeems, to all whom He saves. He says, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Child of God, along the journey of life, the Lord has promised to be with you by His Spirit, by His power, by His grace. You think of the Apostle Paul. When he was forsaken by others and on trial for his faith, he could say these words. He says, "Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me." He knew the nearness of the Lord's presence with him, round about him. And believer, whenever you are alone, whenever no one else is near you, the Lord will be with you. He will not fail you. He cannot fail His people. He will not forsake His people. And my believer in Christ, whenever we come to face the last enemy, the enemy of death itself, the Lord will be with us. He'll be there at our side. Think of the testimony of David in Psalm 23, speaking of the Lord. He says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me." David had that confidence in his heart and soul that the Lord would be with him even when he had faced the last enemy, that great enemy of death itself. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, speaking of this truth on one occasion, he said these words. He says, this is the fundamental thing, the most serious thing of all, that we're always in the presence of God, that the Lord is near his people. He's not afar off from his people. Darlene de Villiers Rose was a young missionary bride to Papua New Guinea during the days of World War II. She and her husband were both taken prisoner by the Japanese soldiers. Her husband was to die a prisoner of war. She herself suffered terrible abuse at the hands of the Japanese soldiers. And one of the final things that her husband said to her with these words, he says, remember, dear, the Lord has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And she proved that in her time of captivity amongst the Japanese in that prisoner of war camp. She knew the Lord with her and round about her. Oh, believer in Christ in the meeting this morning, whatever the trial is today that you are facing, whatever the loss is, whatever the disappointment is, whatever the mountain is that you have to face or climb at this time, remember this, that the Lord has promised to be with you. Remember this, that the Lord has promised not to fail you nor forsake you, whatever that burden, that trial is. And the Lord is one who is true to his word. Turn with me back to Deuteronomy chapter 31 and the verse number 6, and look at these tremendous words of promise to the Lord, from the Lord to his people. Believer, this is the Lord's promise for you in the meeting house today, whatever your need is. Deuteronomy 31 and the verse number 6, the Lord says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Mark that verse, Christian, in your Bible. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Once a friend in our meeting, let me say this, that if you are to know the Lord's presence in your life, and the nearness of the Lord in your life, then you must repent of your sins and turn by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him as your Savior. Out of Christ, you are afar off from God. But to be near God and to know the nearness of the Lord, you must take your place as a sinner before the Lord and trust him and rest upon him alone for salvation. And the Lord gives you a tremendous promise to do so. He says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Now you can only know the nearness of the Lord if you're saved. For the Lord says, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Unless your sins are washed and cleansed away by the blood of Christ, you have no part with Christ, no fellowship with Christ. You cannot know him as that friend that sticketh closer than any brother. But praise God, when you're saved and when you trust him, you can know his nearness, know his presence. He says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The Lord redeems his people in loving kindness. The Lord is near his people in loving kindness. Notice something else here. We see in the third place that the Lord's loving kindness also means that he sympathizes with his people. Look at how verse 9 of Isaiah 63 verse begins there. It says, in all their affliction, it says, he was afflicted. That word afflicted literally means to grieve. And it really shows us here how the Lord sympathizes with his people in all their needs. And all the trials of their life. God is not a hard-hearted God. He's a God of love, perfect love. The Bible says God is love, and he sympathizes with his people. And the Bible speaks of the Lord in the book of Hebrews and says he is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. In our infirmities, the Lord himself is touched. It touches the very heart of the Lord. Turn with me back to Exodus chapter number 2. Exodus chapter number 2. Just go down to the final verses of that chapter. And here you read about Israel groaning, grieving under the bondage and the servitude of Egypt. But you'll see here the Lord took note of it. The Lord sympathized with them. He took note of it. It says there in verse 23 of Exodus chapter number 2, it says, "And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried. And their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage." In other words, God took special note of their circumstances. Verse 24, "And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them." There you read of how the Lord sympathized with his people down in the bondage and the servitude of Egypt when they were captives. The Lord sympathizes with you, believer, in your need. Whatever your need is today, I don't know, but the Lord knows. The Lord sympathizes with you in your need, in your care, in your burden, whatever that is, personal, family, whatever. The Lord sympathizes with you. The Lord is described as the friend of sinners. He is a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. Whenever the Lord's people were facing a time of fiery trial, what did Peter say to them about the Lord? He says, "Of the Lord, he careth for you." Christian, the Lord cares for you today. He takes note of your need. He sympathizes with you. You know, yes, the Christian life is no bed of roses. It has many, many trials, many afflictions. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. But praise God, whenever you know Christ as your Savior, you have a friend who faileth not. Men can fail. The very best intentions of men can fail. But the Lord will not fail. The Lord understands. The Lord sympathizes with you in your every need and care. Well, think of what the hymn writer said, "When afflictions press the soul, when waves of trouble roll and you need a friend to help you, he's the one." Yes, he's the one. He's the one that you need. He's the one that will care for us and sympathize with us in all of our need. Notice one final thought here in connection with our text today. Notice that the Lord's loving kindness means the support of his people. Look again at verse number 9, at the latter part of that verse. Notice what it says of the Lord and his relationship to his people. It says, "And he bare them and carried them all the days of old." The thought is there, the Lord carrying his people, just as a parent, a father, a mother would carry their children in their arms. That word "carried" there literally means to lift up. It means to take away. And believer, the promise here is this, that the Lord will carry you. The Lord will support you by his grace throughout life's journey, throughout all the days of your life. That's his promise. Turn with me back a little bit to Isaiah chapter 46. Just back a few chapters from our reading here to Isaiah chapter 46. Look at verse number 4 of the chapter. Look at what the Lord says. He says, "And even to your old age I am he. And even to hoar hairs," he says, "will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry you and will deliver you." The thought is there, the Lord will bear us and carry us right to the very end of life's journey. And it just doesn't end there. The thought is that the Lord then will lift us up, carry us off, as it were, to heaven itself, to everlasting life and everlasting glory. Listen to the words of Christ as he speaks of his people. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and they know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." That speaks of the Lord, how he carries us in life. And then one day he carries us up into heaven, into glory itself. What an inheritance, what a prize we have before us as the people of God. And in heaven there's no sin, there's no sickness, there's no sorrow, there's no death. There's no separation. Heaven is a place of eternal life, eternal peace, eternal joy. Speaking of those in heaven, the Bible says, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. But what is the greatest blessing of heaven in it all? What's the greatest blessing of heaven? What is it that is so special, so priceless about heaven? It is this, dear people, that in heaven, the Bible says, you and I shall be like Christ. And you and I shall see Christ. We'll see Christ in all His glory, in all His beauty, in all His power. John says in 1 John chapter 3, in the verse number 2, he says, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. We'll be perfect like Christ. And in heaven we'll see Him in all His glory, in all of His majesty, in all of His power. He who was crucified for us upon the cross, He who rose again triumphant, He who is ascended on high. We shall be like Him. We shall see Him as He is. O believer, how wonderful, how marvelous is the Lord's loving kindnesses toward us as His people. In grace He has redeemed us. In grace He saved us from hell, saved us from the pit, from a lost eternity, the blackness of darkness forever. He takes us up to heaven. He raises us up to glory to be with Him forevermore. Indeed, to be like Him. Oh, dearly, let us thank the Lord for His loving kindness. And daily let us be those who seek opportunity to tell others as well of what the Lord means to us, what the Lord has done for us in His loving kindness. And dear unsaved friend in our meeting today, let me say this. If you are to experience and to taste the same wonderful loving kindnesses of what we've been talking about this morning, if you're to know this in your life, be saved from hell, sure of heaven, and now in time as a repentant sinner, you must come to Christ. Come to Christ by faith. Confess your sins to Him. Trust in Him. Trust in His blood. Have His blood applied by faith to your heart. Know your sins dealt with, put away by the redeeming blood of Christ shed upon the cross of Calvary. The psalmist says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Friend, heed the Lord's invitation today in the gospel. Come to Christ for salvation. And then praise God, just like Isaiah of old. You too will be able to say. You'll be able to testify. And say, I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. And the praises of the Lord. According to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us. Let us bow together, please, in a word of prayer. There's one here today and you're not saved. I urge you, I plead with you to come to the Lord, to seek Him for salvation. I'm in no hurry away. If you'd like to speak with me around the Word of God after, I'll be glad to help you in any way. No preacher can save you, but we can point you to Jesus Christ who can. He's the one that you need today. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence with us here in the house of God today. We thank Thee for the loving kindnesses of the Lord toward us as Thy people. Lord, we must confess we are undeserving of the least of Thy mercies. Yet, God, Thou hast been good to us. Thou hast been gracious to us. Thou hast not left us to our sin. Thou didst not leave us to ourselves. But, Lord, Thou hast saved us. Thou hast cleansed us. Thou hast pardoned our sins. Thou hast brought us into the family of God. Thou hast been with us. Thou hast supplied our every need. Lord, Thou hast sustained us by Thy grace. And Father, we thank Thee for that great prize that lies before us, that one day we shall be like Christ. That one day, O God, we shall see Christ in all His glory, in all His majesty. Help us to keep this before us as the people of God, even in this week that lies before us. Help us to contemplate much upon the loving kindnesses of the Lord. Help us to make mention of them, Lord, even in our homes, in our workplaces, in our communities where we live and interact with others. Lord, for any in this meeting today, and there's still a stranger to this grace, a stranger to salvation, a stranger to God, Lord, speak to them. And Lord, may they not leave the meeting out of Christ, but may they embrace Him and trust Him and accept Him today by faith as their own and personal Savior. Part us with Your fear and favor. Take us to our homes in safety. Bless us throughout this Thy day. Return us again in Thy will this evening hour. We pray and we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory, giving Thee thanks. Amen and amen.